This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on May 11th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. And if you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call, and I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoIP. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Monday night, the time is right for Monday Night Trivia. So that's what we're going to do here. We have a straggler question already. I have people wanting to take a guess at it, so hopefully I've remembered it correctly. In the mid-1800s, this common edible was first introduced to our diet. Yeah, well known now. What common edible? So that's the straggler question. We have several bumper stumpers, 11 of them actually, and they all have a theme. And the theme, by the way, is they were all on stage. Yeah, where and when? All right, so obviously when is this week? All right, they were all on stage this week somewhere, some years. So who are they and where were they? So that's the deal there. Some of them are going to be very familiar to you, and others, maybe not so much. But I guarantee you there's some easier stuff because some of you have said, well, give me a break. Well, we have. All right, so if you don't know my bumper stumpers and you haven't heard them yet, and you have no idea about my straggler question, Though Jeff in Homo is going to take a guess on that. You can have your own category, and sky is the limit. And starting it off, John, who called before the show even started, said, I want 1969 charts. So, John, welcome to WGN Radio.
How are you?
All right, how about yourself?
Very good.
So we're going to do 1969 charts, huh, this week?
That would be fine.
All right. This week in 1969, the number one song was Aquarius, Let the Sun Shine In.
Fifth Dimension?
Yep. Number two was Hair.
Cow's Hills?
Number three, Get Back.
The Beatles?
Number four, It's Your Thing. Do what you want to do. It's your thing.
It's your thing. Do what you want to do. I do not know that one.
The Isley Brothers, but that's okay. You're allowed three wrong out of this. Number five is Love Can Make You Happy. Yeah. Big record.
Mercy.
Yes, absolutely. Tampa Zone. Number six, Hawaii 5-0.
The Ventures.
Yes. Number seven, The Boxer.
Simon and Gar.
Yep. Number eight, Atlantis.
Atlantis, Let the Sun Shine In?
No, that's Aquarius, Let the Sun Shine In. Atlantis.
Oh, okay.
He was on Epic. It was British Invasion.
And who was that one? Do not know that one.
Okay, that would be Donovan.
Okay.
Number nine, Guitar Zan. He's a jungle man.
Ray Stevens?
Yes. And number 10, These Eyes.
Guess who?
Yes, absolutely right. All right. Well, 80% is a winner to me. Takes forever to get anything, but eventually you will. So hang on. Don't go away. All right.
Thank you.
Good deal. So John started it out with acing charts. You can pick your year. You can pick your week or month, too. But if you don't, I usually pick this week in time. But, you know, I'm not particular, so you can pick anything you want. I usually do the Billboard charts, but if you prefer I do the Cashbox charts, I can do that. So you just tell me. All right, so 888-876-5593. Jeff in Homewood's taking a guess on our trivia question. So what do you think, Jeff?
I'm thinking it's breakfast cereal.
It is not.
Okay.
But that's a nice guess. All right, thanks for calling.
I'll call back. Thanks.
I hope so. Okay, yes, indeed. And you can have up to a half a dozen guesses with each call, of course. All right, so we're going to be doing Beatles with Barry in New Hampshire. Of course, he'll get it right because he knows everything about the Beatles. Mary in Michigan has a request. All right, Mary, so what is it you want to hear?
Yes, please. Hi, Raleigh. The Crests, G, but I'd give the world.
Okay, I'll play it for you tomorrow night.
All right, and Johnny Maestro's birthday was May 7th.
Yes, we talked about it last week.
Oh, okay, great.
You
I'm
betcha.
Sorry I missed it.
Yeah, yeah, hard to believe he's been gone since 2010.
Yes, what a loss.
Yes, agreed wholeheartedly.
Oh, yes. In keeping with Monday Night Trivia, do you know were the Crests or the Del Vikings the first integrated group?
Del Vikings before the Crests.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I think, you know, but they were in the service, so it's a little different in terms of how that happened. But, yeah. And actually, there were integrated groups before that. So not uncommon very often to see groups where the lead singer might be African-American and a group not. It's later, but it comes to mind, the Impalas, Sorry I Ran All the Way Home. I think that was one. But there are many, many others. I'll try and find out who the first was, though, because I never bothered to think that way, but I'll see what I can find out.
All right. Thank you, Raleigh.
All right. Thanks, Mary. Appreciate the call.
All right, have a great night.
You too. All right, so who was the very first? I don't know. And I assume that we're talking the era of R&B and doo-wop on, as opposed to not gonna go back to the 1920s or something. All right, I guess we could, but that's not what we'll be doing. Now we'll get to Jim in Blackwood. Oh, this is so exciting! All right, he's back. So we're gonna do charts, and we're gonna do January of 1966, next on WGN Radio.
You know it's true. Out here in this rat race, there's just one route. Out here in this rat race, out here in this jungle, you gotta fight for not your eye. In this steel and concrete jungle, you gotta fight to stay alive. It's a rat race. You know it's me. Out here in this rat race, you can't stay clean, no. Out here in this rat race, if you don't want to stop, you know you gotta be like a hawk. There's no such thing as friendship. Out here is dog eat dog. It's a rat race. Sometimes I get the feeling that it isn't worth it, but when I see my woman standing there.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So who are they? Huge group, you should know. And as a flip side, 1963. Yeah. While they were on stage somewhere, and that's a part of the theme, so I'm giving you all sorts of hints on that this week. Now, this is exciting. Jim in Blackwood is back. All right, Jim in Blackwood, New Jersey, welcome back to WGN Radio. How you been?
Hi, well, I'm just hanging in there the best I can. I've came close to dying a couple times, but I'm not giving up yet.
Good. So, well, I'm glad to hear that.
And also, I've listened the way I should be, too. I got you DXing on my GE Super Radio, so that's
nice.
To the 720, no computers tonight.
Good.
So,
all right.
So So I want to try first week of Billboard charts for January 66.
January of 66. Okay, here we go. Here we are. So we have the first week, which would actually end January 2nd. I think they compiled this in December, though, so I can give you January 9th if you'd rather. It's up to you.
Oh, maybe they skipped a week for the top.
Oh, no, they got it. I got December 26th, January 2nd, January 9th. But, you know, the dates on the charts are like a week after they actually compile them.
I know Casey Kasem, the first year, July of 71, mm-hmm. they were a week ahead, it was actually like the first week was actually this July 4th was actually July 7th. Yeah. And they had a special in May 71, and then they got intact with the year.
Right.
I do remember that.
Yeah, I probably still have the discs somewhere. All right, so let's see. Number one, I Feel Fine.
Beatles.
Number two, Come See About Me.
Supremes.
Number three, Mr. Lonely.
Bobby Vinton.
Number four, Love Potion. Number nine.
About to say not the Coasters. It's,
No, and not the Clovers either. You can do this, though. British Invasion on Cap.
Oh, well.
I know
you've got another hint besides the label.
Well, gee, I don't. Well, and British Invasion? Well, gee, they were actually one of my favorite. As far as I don't know that I have a favorite British Invasion group, but if I did, this might be them. They redid a lot of the Cameo Parkway stuff.
Okay. Oh, it's boy, why am I having such a senior moment like that?
Yeah, oh, it is, because when I tell you, you'll just be beating yourself up, that's for sure.
I've been beat up enough already.
I'm trying to think
it's coming to be the Dave Clark 5?
No. No. I think about people who redid Cameo Parkway stuff, and they were actually from Liverpool. They formed in 1959, and they had really nice stuff. They redid some Drifter stuff. They redid a lot of the Cameo Parkway stuff. They redid some Jackie DeShannon stuff. They were good.
Was their manager also Brian Epstein?
I don't know.
Because I know he did the... Epstein had the... Billy Jay Kramer...
Yeah. See, I don't know. I'm not a British Invasion fan, but I happen to like this group for whatever reason.
Can you pitch another song they did?
Well, I Say Sweets for My Sweet when you walk in the room.
Oh,
Needles and Pins.
Yeah, the...
And I looked them up. They were not managed by Brian.
Mm.
They were one of the few in Liverpool back then who wasn't. And apparently he wanted to sign them, but he lost interest after they had a disasterly drunken audition performance at the Cavern Club. Well, so...
That was the way of life back then, especially on a Friday or Saturday night.
Right, exactly. So yeah. But they were good. Drunk or not, they were good.
Yeah, it's on the tip of my proverbial tongue is we're in the tabulation.
Oh, yeah, right. Here, that's right. You'll hate yourself, the Searchers.
Okay.
I know. All right, so we move right on from the Searchers at number four to number five, Downtown.
Petula Clark.
Right, number six, Going Out of My Head.
Little Anthony the Imperials.
Number seven, Amen.
The Impressions.
No.
By the way, I just wonder, why was that song never considered a Christmas song? It talks about the manger and everything.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, certainly it was topping the charts in Christmas 1964. You know, it was big. Why didn't they ever play it as a, you know, like they did Jingle Bell Rock Forever and all? I don't know. You'd have to ask somebody who cared. I have no idea.
None of the old Christmas formats play that. At least I've never heard it.
Right. And that was definitely a top 15 record. All right, and obviously a top 10 record later, but, I mean, it was top 15 when Christmas time 1964 rolled around. All right, so number eight, The Jerk.
It's another R&B group, right?
Yeah, we're talking L.A. You're talking lead singer was Don Julian.
Did they have any other hits, big hits?
Not as this name. This was a shortened version of another name that they had some hits on.
Yep. And L.A., it's...
And think,
was,
yeah, Don Julian.
I'm stumped there.
They were on the Money label. Well, that was actually the Larks, and shortened form of Meadowlarks. Yes.
Murphy was named himself after Lark cigarettes back then.
No, like I say, they had been the Meadowlarks, and they shortened it.
Okay. Of course, Meadowlarks. Now, first thing I think of that name, I always think of the Globetrotters.
Right, Rainy Day Bells or something like that. No, this is long before that. The Meadowlarks were just a terrific L.A. R&B R&B group as far as that. Don Julian and the Meadowlarks. Oh my goodness! And Heaven and Paradise was one of theirs. That was a big hit in L.A. And it probably is the biggest one. And it's probably the only one I guess would be nationally played. All right.
Stores that Ellen stole the records out of was the Dolphins of Hollywood.
Oh, well, sure. Well, it was on Dutu, so obviously, Dutone, that's about as L.A. as it gets, so absolutely.
And Dolphins was actually not in Hollywood.
No, of course, that was the joke, because at that time, African-Americans were not allowed to own businesses in Los Angeles, in the section of Los Angeles Hollywood was never a real place. It was part of L.A., so that's why he said, all right, well, I'll be Dolphins of Hollywood. He's right on Central Avenue, and that's where, of course, Huggy Boy broadcast live from there. And Dolphins and Dutone were the two big South Central labels. Obviously, Dootsie Williams for Dutone, but sure.
Yeah, I think Dutone was kind of mentioned as maybe a parody or something in the movie. The Thing You Do was called Playtone.
Very well could be. And of course they had the line of the racy records too, like the Red Fox records and that as well. So all right, well, you are a winner as always, and the news is up, so it's good to hear from you. Hang on, don't go away. All right.
Also, can I give a
if you hang on
for tomorrow?
If you hang on, you can. But all stops for the news, including me on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who are they? 1962. Yeah. All right, so now we're talking to Jim in Blackwood, who said, I don't know what you said, Jim, but the news interrupted you, so pick it up from there.
I can't give you some news, too, about a famous Philly newscaster, Larry Kane. He just announced his retirement after 60 years in the market.
Oh, absolutely. Wow. Okay, well, I'm glad he's still with us.
Yeah, he came he came up in 66 to newscaster at WFIO Radio when they went top 40 from Miami. And he's going to retire after the midterm election, because he's does a political commentary every Sunday right now on KYW News Radio.
Good.
So that's anyway. My request, a bumper request for Mars from the Canadians CanCon site. It's called "Love Drops" by Barry Allen.
Okay.
He was from Alberta. And they didn't have any major studios back then. It's also 66, I think. So they drove down to the Norman Petty Studios in Clovis, New Mexico, and it's like a top 20 hit up there, but nothing down here.
Wow. All right. Yeah, I do remember the record, but that's interesting that he decided to go to Clovis. Hell, he could have just gone to Winnipeg, had all sorts of studios.
I guess that's where the Guess Who started.
Yeah. Oh, and so much more. Winnipeg is really, in many ways, the music capital of Canada.
More so than Toronto.
Absolutely. Or Montreal.
Montreal for French-speaking Canada.
Yeah. Yep.
So, anyway, that's about it. Do you have a great...
All right. Well, it's good to hear from you. It's been a while. Don't wait so long next time. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. So, good deal. 888-876-5593. Yes, we have a straggler question, and if you don't identify it, it'll be gone after tonight. So I'll reveal it is what will happen, because we don't hold them for more than a week. Let me put Jim on hold so John can get the particulars, since he won on charts. In the mid-1800s, this common edible was first introduced to our diet. What common edible first introduced mid-1800s? What took it so long? I don't know. All right, so that, and now you've had two bumpers, and we're going to have some guesses on them right about now. So, Robert in LaGrange. All right, Robert, wait a minute. Welcome back to WGN Radio. Are you with us, Robert? We've lost Robert. All right, well, maybe he will call back. Sorry about that, Robert. So let's see what we will do. Fran in Austin's got a bumper guess.
Yeah, the Drifters?
Absolutely right. Rudy Lewis on lead. Yes, you betcha.
Oh, I love that song, Rat Race.
Yeah. Yeah, and not ever played anywhere for the most part. So.
I don't think I heard it until I started listening to you.
Oh, geez. Oh, that's terrible.
And that's, I might have heard it before that, but, you know, it's hard to remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't remember what I did yesterday, but, you know.
Oh, I relate. Totally. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I have to keep my little diary so I know what I've done even 20 minutes ago. So I relate. All right.
God, I know what you mean. I forgot my own phone number the other day.
I forgot my address today.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. My God. Well, yeah. I don't feel quite so bad then.
Yeah, something was going to be delivered, and I had to look it up. So,
I was giving my phone number, and Gary said, that's not the right number. And I'm like, and I was leaving it on a voicemail.
Oh, God.
Then I had to try to figure out how to delete it and start over.
Good luck on that.
Yeah. Anyway, I just... chalked it up to CRS when I called them back.
Right,
so.
Precisely. That's the umbrella category for just about anything.
Right.
So you want lyrics from 1963.
Oh, well, I already got the bumper, so lyrics?
No. Well, actually, no, I guess you did get the bumper. So, yeah, you won. Yeah, I don't need to make you work any more than that. You'll get lyrics next time. Hang on, don't go away.
Okay.
All right, so our first bumper, Rat Race Drifters, has been gotten by Fran, who is absolutely right. So we put her on hold to confirm that address. Now, oh man, we're going to do American Cars of the 1950s with Brian and Seneca. That'll be fun. Don and Beloit wants World War II planes, and it is getting harder and harder, I'll say that. So Don, welcome back, as soon as I can find the magic twanger. Was here a minute ago. There we go. To WGN Radio. How's it going?
Good, good, good.
All right.
I had a big goal in a big semifinal game in Aurora Friday night. I was really happy. I scored a cool goal.
Good.
Fun.
Good.
Riley, I'm going to guess Straggler, Graham flour, Graham crackers?
Nope.
Gelatin?
Nope.
Salisbury steaks?
Nope.
The oysters of the Gilded Age?
Nope.
I've got to call. All right, this is my best guess. My best one I always save for the last. Mm-hmm. Ketchup?
No.
Ah. Wow, you stumped me on this, because we guessed quite a few last week. I think that's five. I'm going to guess something with oats, like rolled oats or something.
Nope.
Okay, all right. Hey, could you play, good stuff, Sergio Mendez, maybe like really, really early, I think this is Cannonball, 1961. He teamed up with Antonio Jobim and all those others. I'm not pronouncing this. Oba La La.
Yeah, Oba La La. Yeah, that's from Dance Moderno. I like that.
Instrumental. It's instrumental. Yeah, if you could play that sometime this week, that'd be awesome.
Okay. Yeah, I like Oba La La. Okay. So, Don and Beloit, writing it down so we'll know who requested it. And we'll talk here about the German ME-163 fastest combat plane, which of course was known as the whistling flying boat for its unique noises, but also for being equipped with this. What was it equipped with?
Well, it was a rocket.
Rocket powered. Yes, it is.
It could only fly for like about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It was, up and then you just glide all the way down and you... I'm sorry, what was the question again with it?
Well, we know that it was, a whistling flying boat known for its unique noises, but it was also known for this piece of, that it was equipped with this right on board. What did it have?
It was a rocket, the Comet, of course. This was the funny propeller in the front?
No, it doesn't.
That made a funny noise?
No, doesn't matter. It did have all the noises, but it has nothing to do with the propulsion.
You're asking what was the funny noise?
No, I'm not. I'm not asking that. I'm just saying it was known for its funny noise, but it also was known because it was equipped with this, which had nothing to do with its noises. Well, not usually, anyway.
Like the type of rocket fuel?
Nope.
The rockets that it shot at the bombers?
Nope.
I'm not sure where you're going with this. Sorry.
Well, it was equipped with something that most planes didn't have at the time.
Oh, well, it had, the oxidizer and the fuel mixture, which was extremely dangerous.
Oh, give up. It was equipped with
glue.
It was equipped with a toilet.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow. I've got to check into that.
Yes.
There's a few toilets in the air.
Well, you're right. Absolutely. The Supermarine Strand, whatever it was, that was jokingly known as the Whistling Blank House. I'll leave that blank there. But, this was the ME-163 toilet-equipped whistling flying boat, known for its unique noises.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
Literally the flush it as you go by.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So there you are. Well, that's one way to get at the enemy. Just flush them. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
All right.
These things would bounce as they were being lifted off, and they would often the breakaway, I guess you'd call it breakaway axle, would just sort of pop off as you power up towards the clouds. But sometimes it would bounce right before it lifted off, and it would bounce into the engine and, destroy. Like, you would just blow up. You would just blow up with rocket fuel and peroxide. These poor guys would all be exploded.
Yeah.
As you're fueling up the plane, you're being with about five different guys with rubber suits on, because it's just so dangerous, extremely dangerous.
Yes.
Riley, did you take a look at that film footage of Denver where the person jumped the fence and?
No, I certainly heard all about that. Yeah, whenever plane runs into person, that gets your attention. But the fact that he jumped the fence, it's like, well, my God, let's thin the herd. Come on.
Yeah, The part that I could be wrong, but the part that I was just want to point out to people is, you know, okay, the pilots obviously see this person on the run. Were they trying to stop it? Because it looks to me like in the slow motion footage, is the engine blowing up before it sucks in? It looks like it's on fire before.
You're right. Yeah. I got to look at it. And like I say, I did not see it.
That's interesting.
But I will. I'll see at what point.
What a terrible way to go. But wow, it's over quick. I don't know how they can retrieve even a wallet or dental fillings off something like that. Oh, I don't know.
You'd be surprised. But no, I will look at that. Right. I'll let you know.
Yeah, I thought that's interesting. Okay. Well, have a great show.
Okay, thanks. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
So 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH. And good. Let's see. Robert in LaGrange called back, and we're going to do 1964 lyrics, and that will be a lot of fun. We've got Barry in New Hampshire, his Beatles. Yes, I was prepared. No, I've lost the question. I'll find it. Brian and Seneca, American Cars of the 1950s. Ah, fine. Yes, give me a fin. All right, Julia and Algonquin's got a guess. All right, I want a guess. And Andy wants New York City radio of the 1960s. All that and more coming up right here on WGN Radio.
Been trying, Lord knows that I've been trying to understand why. Can I be your only man? You say you love. So sincere that I believe you love me, yet I can't understand why. Can I be your only man?
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that's a gift, yeah, as far as I'm concerned. But so who is that? 888-876-5593, 1965, by the way. All right, so Robert called back, and I believe he wants lyrics. So, Robert, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I got disconnected somehow. I don't know how.
I don't either. Well, I'm ready. Yeah. Are you ready? You want 1964 lyrics?
Yes, I'll take a chance on that, yeah.
So I wait, and in a while, I will see my true love smile.
Oh, Peter and Gordon.
Yeah, and the song is?
Oh, yeah. A World Without Love?
Yes, absolutely right. Very good. Nice.
Oh, great. Great, yeah. Yeah, I'm getting like Edith Bunker there. I have to go through the whole song lately.
Yeah, right. Oh, hey, I'm the same way with that. You betcha. All right, but you're absolutely right. So hang on. You're a winner. Don't go away. All right.
Okay, Raleigh.
And again, you're doing this primarily for the fun of it on Monday Night Trivia because it takes forever to get anything. Hopefully, they'll arrive while you're still roaming the earth. You do get some. Oh, gosh, I just hung up on him. No, I didn't. Okay, good. Okay, John is handling Robert. Good. All right. You know, you get a certificate that's a lot of fun and something else you don't want, like a tabloid or a 45 RPM or something or other for each win. How about that? All righty then, shall we talk American cars or shall we wait until after the news? I've got about a minute left, so maybe I'll have Brian wait because I've got his, he wants 50s American cars. Well, I've got a 50s American car question for him. All right, so we'll also get to Andy in Los Angeles, Billy Bob and Bourbon A, and yes, Barry and his Beatles. I've got his question here, too, so that's the deal. It's Monday Night Trivia, of course, 3 big hours. We've gone through one of them right now, and our straggler question goes away at the end of next hour if you don't guess on it. So if you want to guess on it, in the mid-1800s, this common edible was first introduced to our diet. What common edible? edible. As far as the bumper stumpers, well, the one thing they all have in common is they were all on stage this week, different years, of course, but where? All right, so that's the deal there. Oh, and after the news, we'll get to Jim, who's a first-time caller. If he hangs on long enough, we don't have a lot of lucks with the patients of first-time callers, but we'll see that and more coming up on WGN Radio.
Money, I ain't got none. Problems, I sure got some. But I got two tickets to paradise. Don't you wanna go with me? Sadness all around. Gladness just can't be found. But I got two tickets to paradise. Don't you wanna go with me? Everything I did was wrong. The days were dark as night. But I found a girl whose love was strong. Now everything's alright. I got to hurry, my bag is packed. I'm leaving and I ain't coming back. Cause I got two tickets to paradise. Oh, now don't you wanna go with me? The first stop, we'll take a walk. Second stop, we'll have a talk. The third stop, ooh-wee, better go with me.
WGN Radio, I'm Holly James. All right, so that's a gift. Yeah, if you don't know, I give up. But there's your bumper stumper. And the question, the straggler, if you will reveal it at the end of the next hour before the show goes off the air, since we don't hold them more than a week. In the mid-1800s, this common edible was first introduced to our diet. What common edible? All right, so we're working on a number of things, but we defer to first-time callers, and I hope that Jim in Bolingbrook has waited. So we're about to find out on WGN Radio. Jim, are you still with us?
Absolutely.
Thank you. So you're going to guess on a trivia question?
Yes. Oh, right. By the way, I really love your show.
Thank you.
My guess is tomatoes.
I love it. It's not right, but I love it. It's a nice answer.
Oh.
If you think of something else, call me back.
Wait, one other try.
Yeah.
Pineapple.
I like that too. It's not right either.
Well, try Minetti's.
Well, if you think of something else, we're here. Call us back.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. Andy in Los Angeles. All right, Andy, I've thought of so many questions while you've been on hold, and I'm ready for you. Are you ready for me? Yeah.
All right.
All right, so we're talking New York radios in the 1960s, and we're actually talking about WABC. And, of course, by the time anybody got to WABC, they had quite a long resume for the most part. But one station was probably responsible for more people who wound up later on WABC than any other in terms of their lineup. Three of them off the top of my head in the 60s, they all worked here. All worked where? Now, Ron Lundy did, and Dan Ingram did, and Bob Dayton did.
They were in another New York station before WABC?
No, but it wasn't New York. It was a legendary top 40 radio station. Kind of a breeding ground.
St. Louis, I think it was. Was it K-Box?
K-Box is in Dallas, but that's all right. St. Louis, you get 50% for St. Louis. It was WIL.
St. Louis, I remember.
Yeah, WIL.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, and some of them did work at K-Box, but that's Dallas. But anyway, we'll make you half right, and when you're half right on the next one, you'll get a whole prize. Don't go away. All right.
So, okay, thanks.
Good deal. So WIL, absolute breeding ground. Yeah. So 888-876-5593. We might have other Bob Dayton questions in the future, so Andy can bone up on his Bob Dayton history, you know, about the infamous deal. And if you don't, well, we'll be telling you. Barry is in New Hampshire. So hello, Barry. How's it going?
Hey, Raleigh.
Yeah. We got a Beatles.
Put a strangler with granola or cereal.
Oh, that's nice. It's not, but that's a nice guess.
Okay.
All right, so here we go. I look for these obscure questions because you know everything Beatles, so I try to go with something bizarre. John Lennon kept a cabinet filled with letters from women claiming this about Paul McCartney. Claiming what?
Kept
a whole filing cabinet of letters.
That they had his girlfriends?
No, but that's darn close. You want to be a little closer?
That they're the father of the kids.
Absolutely right. A whole filing cabinet. None of which were true, actually. All right, hang on, don't go away. So at least none of which we know are true. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Brian and Seneca, we're talking 1955 cars, or mid-50s anyway. How about the 1956 model year? You probably remember it fondly. When Chrysler offered this option, never before had been offered on a car, what was it?
Phonograph.
Yes, and what was it, do you know? Good enough, by the way.
Highway Hi-Fi or
yes,
something like that.
It was Highway Hi-Fi. You're absolutely right. And the worst thing about it was that it required special records. It played at 16 and two-thirds. And never mind how much it tracked. And it was in the DeSoto and, you know, the Dodge and the Plymouth. And CBS Labs invented it. And that didn't last very long. By the time the 50s were over, so was this. In 1960 and 61, Chrysler replaced the Highway Hi-Fi. Do you remember what with what?
I'm going to guess the first 8 tracks.
No, well, there would have been 4 tracks, but no. Actually, and that's all right, you won anyway. But in 1960, Chrysler made a deal with RCA since the Columbia deal didn't work out that well. And the Auto Victrola played 45 RPMs. All right, so that's the deal. So and that was probably the first thing as a car option that, and it wasn't very expensive, but that played actual records that you might want to hear. All right, well, you are.
Well,
aware.
they didn't look that expensive, but remember, money was worth a lot more back then. So a $25 option. Could be a deal breaker. With Kaiser Frazier, they were looking at paying $35 a piece, you know, per car.
Oh, yeah.
For power steering to make the Kaiser front wheel drive, and they said that was too much, so they never made a front wheel drive product.
Yeah, no, it was that RCA deal was about $51, I think, but the Chrysler deal was even more expensive. I mean, it was really expensive, ridiculously so, and I don't remember the actual dollars, but it was one where sort of like who in their right mind would do that. So, yes, all interesting. Good deal. Well, you know your 50s. Hang on. Don't go away.
And wait a second.
Yes.
I'd like to take a guess on what connects the bumper stumpers.
Oh, okay.
A little bit on the nose, but they all played at the Apollo Theater.
Oh, that's so nice. It's not right.
Okay. Second guess, they all played at the Royal Albert Hall.
Nope. And when you're thinking about packaged R&B shows, this place is probably number one with a bullet. And we're talking shows from 1961, 62, and 63.
Okay. Maybe if I could have figured out who Mush Morton and the Mushmouths were for your second bumper stumper, I'd have gotten closer.
All right, thanks. Good deal. Hang on, don't go away. And absolutely right on his guess about the in-car players. I had an in-car player for a while. They, you know, obviously doesn't even need to be mentioned that they had to track it 9 zillion grams. So you wouldn't have the records for too long. Yeah, I remember one on Scepter, like about 1963. Might have been Foolish Little Girl or one of the Shirelles. But in any event, within after about five plays, the thing was white. Literally white. I've still got it in my collection somewhere. All right, so we're going to get some guesses, don't you know? Guesses on bumpers, guesses on trivia, and Billy Bob wants 5x5. Well, plenty of room for you too right here on WGN Radio.
Thank you, baby. You look good to me, you do.
Well, now that we've met,
a date can be set,
so we can show each other how to ring a ding do. Ring a ding do. Just a way to say that I love you. Yes, ring a ding do. Just a way to say I love you.
I love you every evening,
and I will love you every night too.
WGN Radio, I'm Ronnie James. Boy, you can hear the Johnny Otis Show all over that, but who is she? All right, extra credit if you know who he is, but who she is what's on the label. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, and in the mid-1800s, this common edible was first introduced to our diet. What common edible? All right, we got Jula in Algonquin, and I probably have massacred her name, and she told me how to pronounce it before, and I've forgotten. So tell me again, Jula.
No worries, Allie. Zula.
Okay, Zula. Very good. I will not forget.
No worries. No worries if you do. One of them is chocolate.
You know, you're so close, I think I'm going to give this to you, because there was always chocolate around. However, you can help me with this. In the mid-1800s, what did they do with chocolate that had never been in our diets but is now forever?
Chocolate. Cocoa powder?
Nope. Nope, nope. You can do this. You can do this. What when we go out, what do we buy? If we're, you know, in the checkout line there, we're buying
candy?
Well, it is candy. And what kind of candy would chocolate be? It would be a chocolate
chip cookie?
No. Oh, God, you can do this. No. I'm giving it to you because chocolate bars.
Chocolate bars.
Yeah, good enough. Yes, 1847. A British company, Fry and Sons, took cocoa butter and sugar, made it into a paste, and debuted the Five Boys Bar, named after the five Fry sons. It was the first commercial chocolate bar.
Wow, I did not know that.
Well, you got close enough. Hang on, don't go away. All right, so good deal. So now, of course, you know, the prizes are worthless. Takes forever to get anything. But yeah, the first commercial chocolate bar. All right, so good deal. Put Zula on hold and talk to Gary in Austin. What'd you hear, Gary?
Well, I think I heard The Impressions, and later I heard Brooke Benton.
Yes, absolutely. Right on both of them. All right. Good deal. I would expect no less. All right.
I didn't want you to give up because you said if nobody got these, you were going to give
Well,
up.
Pretty damn close.
I hate to see.
That second one, though, is one that should have been pretty easy, too. But yes, Brooke Benton and The Impressions, you betcha. And there's a couple more that should be top of mind awareness for anybody who actually listens to this stuff.
Well, I'll just, Fran and I will say, oh, that's the whoever they are, or whatever, you know, whoever
right.
it is, you know, we'll,
all right, well,
say deal. That to ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, hang on, don't go away. All right, so absolutely, The Impressions, I've been trying, Lord knows I've been trying, and Brooke Benton, 2 Tickets to Paradise. All right, both fine songs. All right, so we put Gary on hold, and we mosey on over to Billy Bob and Bourbonnais. How's it going tonight, Billy Bob and Bourbonnais?
Hey, 91st time caller.
Oh boy,
they got 2 of my answers. I was going to guess Brooke Benton, and for the food, I was going to say breadfruit. You know, with Captain Bly and Christian, they went on a trip to get breadfruit, but I was wrong.
Yeah.
And I got one request here before my quiz.
Okay,
this might be a toughie for you. They had Judy Garland in the '40s or fifties. She did a movie with the Busby Berkeley production called Who? Did you ever hear that song?
What is it called?
Who? Ba-da-da-da-da, Who?
The title is just Ooh?
Who? W-H-O.
Okay, Who?
Is what they sang in it, but I don't know if that's the name of the song. I thought maybe.
I'll look.
Singing is right, ain't the greatest.
I'll look.
Thank you.
All right, so what are we working on?
5x5.
All right, and I have them right in front of me. Thanks to Lisa. Yes. Name a nut.
You're doing.
Okay. Name a nut with the same name as a TV made.
Hazel.
Yes, absolutely. Who was born Ernest Evans in 1941?
Sergeant Bilko.
Chubby Checker. All right.
Oh, okay.
All right, that's okay.
I can contend it to be him.
Okay. What city was Elvis born in?
Oh, crap. Memphis or Tupelo? I'll guess Tupelo.
Absolutely right.
Okay.
Who was born Anna Mae Bullock?
Boy, yeah, tough ones. I'm saying adios. You got me. I'm done.
Oh, man, that was Tina Turner.
All righty. Have a good evening, then.
All right, good deal. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593. We'll pause for the news, and then we'll pick it up right there, providing you call, because it is Monday Night Trivia. Your participation is warranted. Another bumper stumper coming up, and another question as well in moments here on WGN Radio.
Sorry, baby, I stole your world. Sorry, baby, you gave me quite a world.
You pressed your luck
just a little too far. Now I hold your lucky star.
Apologies to you.
Sorry, baby. Always too busy, no time for romance.
You pressed your luck
just a little too far. Now I hold your lucky star.
Apologies to you.
Sorry, baby. Always too busy, no time for romance.
You passed your luck
just a little too far. Now I hold your lucky star.
Apologies to you.
WGN Radio. Radio. I'm Robin James. Okay, that's a gift, too. Yeah, I would think from production values alone, you would absolutely know. So 888-876-5593. But you need another question. That's what's going on here. And I can do that. From 1950 to 2001, there was a group of top secret White House employees formed for this purpose. What purpose? All right, 1950 to 2001. So, yeah, that's like 51 years. A group of top secret White House employees formed for this purpose. What purpose? 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH. All right, so let's see. What are we doing there? We say goodbye to Billy Bob, who didn't do it on 5x5. And we say hello to Dave on the north side. So, all right, Dave, what are we doing with you?
Hello.
Yeah, what's happening tonight?
Trying to do lyrics.
Okay, and that would be 1978 lyrics?
Yeah.
Well, let's think about this a moment here, and I'll come up with something. Yeah, I think you did Lay Down Sally last week, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think I've got something here, so let's see.
Hey, I got a request for you.
Okay.
And I got an idea. On Tuesday, I liked how you did the instrumentals of Summertime.
Uh-huh.
And you did like two different artists doing the same song. And I was thinking on Tuesday night, if you do something called Two for Tuesday, like the same song, just two different artists doing it.
That's interesting. Okay. I like it.
Yeah, like everyone. And I wanted to hear like Summertime again, but I want to hear like people singing it, like Ella Fitzgerald doing it, and like maybe Duke Ellington or something.
Yeah, well, the quintessential rock and roll version is Billy Stewart.
I mean, I'm into hearing new. You know, you turn me on to new people. That's cool.
Okay. All right. So here we go. You ready? This is 1978.
Yeah.
This was a huge hit. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, then softly leave, and it's me you need to show.
How deep is your love?
Absolutely right. Yeah. Yes. Oh, my God. You know the Bee Gees, and you're willing to admit it. Well, that takes a lot of courage, Dave.
I didn't know it was the Bee Gees. I couldn't have guessed the artist this week.
Yeah,
last week I had the artist, but not the song.
Yeah, well, this
if I had more time, and I would have asked you to like play the song, probably. Would you have done that?
I don't know. Maybe.
No.
So anyway,
okay, I didn't know. I don't know if you did that with lyrics.
All right, you're a winner on lyrics. Hang on, don't go away. All right, and thanks for the twofer idea. I like that. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH. If it's on your mind on Monday Night Trivia, well, it'll be on mine. I'd gotten an email. Where was it here? Yes, and from, well, we won't tell you from who. That's not nice, but I did get it, and it was here. And the gist of the email was, on Trivia Night, could you just stick to trivia? All right, paraphrasing it because it's not in front of me right now. And here's the deal on that. Absolutely, but, you know, with trivia, it requires callers. And there are times when all the lines are lit and you're just backed up. And there are other times when absolutely nothing is happening. And the deal is, on trivia, it's the only day of the week where I can't just do a monologue. Because if I ask the questions, I can't answer them. It's the way it works. It requires your participation. So when you don't participate and somebody calls in and wants to change the subject, I'm happy to talk to anybody. But it's that simple. But if you would like to play trivia, this would be a swell time to do it as far as that goes. Now, there's a new moon, and it's this week. I was just looking for that date. Let me find it here so that I can give you that. Because, if you're into the law of abundance, the new moon is May 16th, 3:01 p.m. Central Time. Yeah, May 16th. So this is May 11th, so act accordingly, why don't you? And the next full moon, May 31st, and since there was one on May 1st, that means the one on May 31st will be a blue moon, right? Okay, so May 16th for the lunar eclipse. No, not lunar eclipse. I can tell you when that's coming up, by the way. Total lunar eclipse, September 7th in Pisces, but for the new moon, because the new moon is the key to law of abundance. And if you don't know about law of abundance, if you go to something like MaryAnnWinkowski.com, you can take a look at what that is. And bottom line is the universe is always willing to help you out if you ask, but they're listening more attentively at right around the new moon. And so, therefore, you make out your prosperity checks, which are not real checks. You're not giving up any money. Don't worry about that at all. And then you just sit back and wait for all manner of riches to be yours, which may not be financial at all. Okay, so we'll get to Naoto. Going to do some Myers-Briggs here, I do believe. And Rockford. Oh, we're going to get to Ralph. Ralph wants to do charts, 1961. Always fun. There's plenty of room for you. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
I've been around the world. Searching for someone exactly like you. And finally I found, oh Lord, that is true. Whoa. Nobody knows just how I feel. You had me spinning just like the spinning wheel. But finally I found, oh Lord, that is true. Whoa. You heard my story.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. And who is that? There's your bumper stumper. That would be 1959. So who is he? 888-876-5593. And yes, our new question, from 1950 to 2001, there was a group of top secret White House employees formed for this purpose. What purpose? All right, there you go. Now, we've got Naoto in Japan. All right, Naoto. So you know we're doing Myers-Briggs. Naoto, how's it going today?
Yeah, I was just, attended my brother's live concert. It's in small venue.
Yeah?
So, basically, he's a bassist.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it was kind of nice to see him playing on stage.
Yeah, absolutely. That's hot.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's more exciting than anything I've been doing, that's for sure. So let's let's talk about Myers-Briggs types. I'm going to describe one again. This is the ultimate go-getter, skilled at galvanizing people into action and showcasing things in a super practical way. They're naturally engaging and charismatic, always spotting little details and keeping their cool when things hit the fan. They have an amazing knack for learning about people and making them feel totally safe and be their true selves. Take Star-Lord, Peter Quill, from Guardians of the Galaxy. He's one. Star-Lord brings energy and enthusiasm to every mission. He's charismatic and charming, able to rally his eclectic crew from a talking raccoon to a sentient tree to work together despite their differences. His spontaneity and love for adventure drive the Guardians into some of the most daring and outrageous escapades across the galaxy. Star-Lord also exemplifies his type's ability to stay cool under pressure, whether he's improvising a plan to escape from a high-security prison or engaging in an intergalactic dance-off to distract a villain. His quick thinking and adaptability are crucial to the team's success. So if you're one of these types or know someone who is, embrace their adventurous, free spirit. These are the individuals who bring joy, energy, and a sense of unity to any team, making them indispensable when things get tough. All right, so what is it?
Yeah, I feel like I might get this question before, but maybe not.
Okay, so what type is it?
I think they are ESFP.
Absolutely right. the champion. Oh. You betcha. Yeah, I don't think we've done it before, but maybe. But anyway, you know, so we add to your stash. So okay. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. So good deal.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, no, I don't think we talked about them last time, but you never know. We could have. All right. So let's put Neota on hold. And Jan is a first-time caller. All right, Jan, welcome to WGN Radio.
Yes, hello. This is my first time calling. I enjoy your show.
Thank you. So what you think?
I believe that a group that was formed in the 50s at the White House was a bowling team of
absolutely.
Five
yes,
people.
You're 100% right. It was a bowling team. Absolutely right. And you know what caused them to ultimately disband?
No.
9/11, they lost the security clearances to get in the White House.
Absolutely. Well, this is fantastic. Yeah. Thank you so very
right.
much for taking my call.
Oh, absolutely. Now, we'll get you something. The prizes are worthless. It takes a long time to get them, but eventually you get a certificate that's a lot of fun, and you get something you don't want, like a CD or a 45 RPM or a tablet or something. But hang on. Don't go away.
Thank you so
all
much.
Right. Thank you, Jan. Call me again. I love it. All right, so
I will.
We get to meet Jan in Calumet Heights. That's terrific. All right, so, and we put her on hold without disconnecting her. Yeah, all right. Hey, life is good, I'll tell you what. All right, so Ralph is in Rockford. All right, Ralph, let's get the magic twanger to obey and say welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you, Ralph?
Well, thank you very much. I'm feeling pretty good because I really like your show tonight because it's mostly about music.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I had a couple of things for you here before we go into the charts. I had a six pack.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Let me find something to write this down. So we'll get Ralph's six pack.
Yeah.
All right, Ralph's six-pack. Okay, go.
Yeah, it's a six-pack that is really dedicated to all the great musical stars that had a birthday over the weekend and last weekend.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was interesting. I know that's one of your favorite singers here. You know, Tony... the Captain and Tennille, Tony Tennille.
Okay.
Yeah, and she turned 86 last Friday.
Yeah, she was a little older than the Captain.
Yeah, well, she was a little older, but the Captain died first.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, he Captain died
you
first.
You just never know. You never know.
You never know.
Nope.
Like especially that Neil Sedaka number one song,
yeah.
Love Will Keep Us Together, didn't quite work because they got divorced.
Yes, yes. Well, he was an interesting character. When I used to do political talk radio, he was a dedicated listener. He was always down for every conspiracy of the moment.
Yeah, he... I think he finally died of Alzheimer's, I believe.
Oh, did he really? That I didn't know. That's sad.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought. Yeah. That's what I heard anyway.
Okay. That's sad. Drove himself crazy.
So maybe,
yeah, well, it happens.
Yeah, well,
all right,
well
so
maybe
what,
he wanted to...
So what's your six-pack?
So I had six-pack that was the number one, Shop Around by Tony Tennille.
Really? Okay, not the original. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
No, yeah, Shop Around. Believe it or not, but I couldn't believe when I heard it a few times that Tony Tennille sang it. It sounds more like a soul song. You know?
Okay, so well, it is a soul song. Obviously, it's a remake of one.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, all but right. I think she did it quite well.
Okay, what's number two?
Okay, number two is Donovan. You just mentioned him with Atlantis.
That's what you want to hear?
Okay.
You want to hear Atlantis?
No.
Oh, good.
No, I just want to say that you already mentioned it, this program, and he turned 80 on on Sunday.
Okay.
He turned 80. So, and I like to hear, I had the pleasure of seeing him in concert in Eindhoven in Holland,
okay,
in 1992. And he was, I've always liked him because the Beatles liked him too. And he had a close, somewhat of a relationship, not a relationship, but the admiration for John Lennon. And John Lennon helped him a little bit. And he, John Lennon wanted to pick up how he played the guitar.
Okay.
And that was interesting. And then in...
So what Donovan Metal song? Yellow, what Donovan song?
Donovan's song would be a Sunshine Superman.
Okay.
Yeah. And all then right. Let's go to
number three. Yeah.
That would be three, Tommy Rowe.
Oh, which one?
Yeah, he turned 84, just the birthday first.
Yeah.
And then Sheila, I thought Sheila was a very nice song. It's amazing how Sheila and Peggy Sue, like the beginning, is almost identical. Yeah.
And, of course, originally he titled it Frida, and the label, because that's the girl that he knew when he was a child, and the label said, Frida will not sell. So they changed it to no, Sheila. But no, the last I saw Tommy Rowe, and it's been going on 50 years ago, but he was married to an older French lady, and I often wondered what happened.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe he moved to France. And
I don't think so, but he was living in Century City in a high-rise. And I always tried to understand it and never could figure it out, but I don't know.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, the last time I saw him in concert was in Rockford on the waterfront. Yeah, in Rockford. He was all, you know, he was very nice, a great artist. And in Rockford, they had a program that called On the Waterfront, you know, they had really good oldies all the time. I don't know why they canceled it, but that was in 1997.
Huh.
Okay.
I just looked her up. Tommy Rowe was married to Josette Banzai, and she died in 2020 of Alzheimer's, sadly. She attended college in Miami, got married the first time and all that, and then got married the second time. I guess they were married until she died. In 2019, Tommy announced that she was in advanced stages of Alzheimer's. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
That's
all right.
That's
yeah.
Well, the fourth and the sixth pick was Billy Joel.
Which one?
He turned 77. He had a birthday on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
He turned 77. And I have two. I mean, you can also, you know, what you think is best. I had Big Shot and then Uptown Girl, because that Uptown Girl, that was, amazingly enough, this afternoon in with the Jeopardy. And in Jeopardy, they said that who changed from one girl to another, and then said it was Billy Joel with Uptown Girl. So he sang that about two girls.
Well, there you go. I thought we were maybe going to do Captain Jack or even Piano Man, but that's all right. Two more, and we've only got a minute until the news. So what are the two?
Oh, okay. Well, I'll do Philip Bailey from Earth, Wind, and Fire.
What song?
75.
Okay.
Friday. And Earth, Wind, and Fire, I like especially the song Boogie Wonderland.
Okay, you got it.
With the emotions, with the emotions from Chicago. And then September, you know, they had a big hit September. That was chosen number 65 of the 500 most important hits. You know, that was amazing to me.
Yeah.
Okay, and then now as number six, I had two group members.
Real quick. I'm already in the news. See, here's the deal. The news is already on. When I mean a minute, I do mean a minute. So hang on till after the news. Don't go away.
Okay. Fine. Okay, thanks.
Ask your mom and your daddy, can you go out tonight where the stars are bright, beneath the pale moonlight? Ask your mom and your daddy, can you go out tonight? We're gonna dance by the light of the moon. I'm gonna do it.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who are they? Yeah. 888-876-5593. 1960 on Arvey. So, yeah, a lot of different people. Got three more bumpers coming up. They all had something in common where they were appearing this week. Yeah, in 61, 62, and 63. So, what's the deal? Well, the deal is I need a new question for you. And here we go. In 1970, under 3 million Americans owned one. Today, about 6.5 million Americans own one. One what? So, yeah. Under 3 million Americans in 1970. Today, over 6.5 million. So, more than doubled in 50 years, 55 years. What? 888-876-5593. Now, back to Ralph. We were at number 6 when the news interrupted us. And so so I've got 5 of them after Boogie Wonderland. You mentioned September. Which do you prefer?
Well, that's up to you, you know. I leave it up to you. September, I mean, I like the emotions with Boogie Wonderland because I really, I had a video clipping of that, how okay. they did it, and it was just such a great clipping too, and everything went well. You know, the emotions are Chicago, and Earth, Wind, and Fire is Chicago too, so I thought, you know, just do Chicago right, but September, I don't know why September was chosen number 65 of 500.
Well, it doesn't matter. These are your requests. So if Boogie Wonderland's what you want to hear, yeah. that's what you get. So what's number 6?
Number 6, I have I have two group members of CCR that turned 81. Both are turned 81 the first weekend of May. And one was Doug, I think his name was Doug Clifford. He plays the drums. And then I believe Steve Cook. He plays the bass, so and the song that I thought was appropriate was Suzy Q number 1, you know, coming out of 68.
All right, but Suzy Q, do you want it by CCR, Dale Hawkins? Who do you want it by?
Yeah, by CCR, okay. If possible.
Okay, sure. All right, you got it. We'll do it.
Yeah, okay, now about the, I had the chart.
Yes, you do have the charts. All right, so let's go back. We're talking 1961, this week in 1961?
No, February.
Oh, right. 1961. February 1961.
February.
All right, February, and let's see, like February the 13th?
Yeah, the first week of February.
Oh, first week of February. All right, we can do that. Then, okay, I can do that. All right. And that would be, the chart would be the week ending February 5th. And it actually appeared in the January 30th edition of Billboard, but it's the chart for the week ending February 5th. You ready?
Okay.
Number 1.
Yes.
Will You Love Me Tomorrow?
Oh, those were the Shirelles.
Yep. Number 2, Calcutta.
Oh, that was the biggest hit Lawrence Welk had.
Yeah, it sure is. Number 3, Exodus.
Oh, that was, let's see, was it Ferranti and
yep.
Taisha?
Absolutely.
Right?
Number 4, Wonderland by Night.
Oh, I better know that one. That's the first German that had a number 1 hit after the Lost War in America, and that was the... Of course, Bert Kempfert.
Absolutely. Interesting that 2, 3, and 4 were all instrumentals. All right, number 5, Shop Around.
Yeah, there you go with Shop Around, The Miracles.
Right, number 6, Angel Baby.
Oh, Jesus.
And how the hell this record could ever get played. And it's the biggest Hispanic record ever. Man, East L.A., they go absolutely nuts about this song.
Oh, then it must be, I think it was Rosie and the Originals.
Yes, and I'll tell you who else loved it was John Lennon. I don't know what's wrong with these people. Number 7, Calendar Girl.
Oh, that was one of your favorite composers and singers, and it was Neil Sedaka.
All right, number 8, Emotions.
Oh, that was Brenda Lee.
All right, 9, Rubber Ball.
Oh, rubber ball.
I'm like a rubber ball. Like I'm bouncing back to you, bouncy, bouncy.
Yeah. I have to think that for for a second here. That was almost like a one hit wonder.
No. This guy had several things.
Oh, okay. Rubber Ball. Bobby V, wasn't it?
Yeah, right. Okay. And number 10, are you lonesome tonight? If you are, serves you right.
Well, I'm not necessarily lonesome tonight because I'm on your show, so I better not be lonely.
Yeah.
So that was, of course, one of the biggest American stars, Elvis.
Absolutely right. We have a winner. You got them all.
Oh, thank you. That must be, believe it or not, but I knew the two lyrics, too, that you did before. I knew both of them, Peter and Gordon, and then the Bee Gees.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
That must be my night tonight.
I guess. Well, we'll add to your stash. Hang on, don't go away. And we'll get your six-pack on the air. All right. Now, you can have a six-pack. Now, I much prefer when Jimmy P's doing a six-pack, of course, because he and I think alike musically. But I'm not questioning it. If Ralph wants the aforementioned six, he gets them. Oh, speaking of Jimmy P, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Riley, how you doing? Yeah, I want to remind Ralph. He's a learned music buff, and he forgot one of the best singers, that lead singers of a group forever. Johnny Maestro was born May 7th.
Oh, yeah. No, you're...
And that was my birthday.
You're right, he was, and we're going to... and happy birthday, by the way. Mary had called, and she wants a G, but I'd give the world, so we're going to play that for her probably tomorrow night.
Yeah, Johnny Maestro, and there's a song that he sang. I can't. It's like "Darling Dear" or something. Or he's solo with a soprano, one of his group guys in the back. I can't think of it. Can you help me out on that one?
I'm trying to, and and it's not coming to me.
Oh. Well, as long as you got time for a six-pack?
Of course I do.
All right, number one would be "Just Don't Want to Be Lonely" by Main Ingredients.
Okay.
Number two is "What You See Is What You Get."
All right.
Number three is "Bad Boy" by the Jive Bombers.
Okay.
What is that, three or four?
That's three.
Three. Four is let's give one by the Crest, the first hit they had, the Mexican Girl.
Oh, okay, all right, yeah. See, I was expecting something like the Angels Listened In, but that's okay.
Angels Listened In was good too, but
no. All right, yeah, I remember that record and on co-ed. Yeah, what the hell was it called? It'll come to me. My Juanita. It was not on Crest, on Coed. That was on Joyce, My Juanita.
And Gene Pitney, every breath I take.
Oh, yes, okay.
So that should be six.
That's
huh?
five.
Five?
Yeah.
How about one by the Clovers? I wasn't going to call you. I was just listening, and I figured. But when I heard Ralph forget about Johnny Maestro, how could he forget Johnny, especially when it's my birthday too?
Right, that's right. And
so,
listener Mary would be very upset. So I don't know. You want Nip Sip or what do you want?
How about "I Love You" by the Volumes?
Oh, no Clover song. Okay,
no,
absolutely.
I Love You by. And there's a song I was singing. Who sang "I Do"?
Oh, the Marvelous. Yeah.
Throw that in there too.
Okay, yeah, the Marvelous, big record.
Yeah. All right, Riley. Okay. Thanks for putting me on the air. And
always great to hear from you. Thanks, appreciate it.
All right,
and
tell Ralph next time don't forget about Johnny Maestro.
That's right. All right, good deal. Thanks, appreciate it.
All right.
All right, so there you have it. And give me an excuse. excuse to play Johnny Maestro, and I'm always happy to do that. Now, what do we have here? I believe that we're going to be doing charts, but we're also going to be doing trivia here, including Eric in Minneapolis wants Partridge Family trivia. So how are you tonight, Eric? Eric, we didn't lose you, did we? Are you still there? Gee, and I've got the Partridge Family right here. Oh, well, that's the way it is, I guess. All right. C'est la vie. All right, so maybe Eric will call back. I don't know. And let's see what else we're doing here. Oh, Scott's going to guess on our trivia question. So, yeah, it's more than doubled since 1970. In 1970, under 3 million Americans owned one, but today 6.5 million Americans own one. One what? Scott in Oak Lawn. Well, now why didn't that work? I don't know why. All right, it will now. Scott in Oak Lawn, welcome to WGN Radio.
Good evening. Thank you for taking my call.
Always.
Okay, my guesses are, number one, two televisions.
No, what's number two?
Number two, two jobs under the household.
No, what's number three?
Three or two cars.
No. Nice choices,
that's all
though.
I got for you.
If you think of something else, you call me back. Thanks.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much. I enjoy your show.
Great to have you. All right. So, absolutely. That's all good guesses. They're just not right. Other than that, they're perfect. So, we will. We lost Eric, so we'll say goodbye to Eric. And, all right, Eric, you'll have to call us back if you want. We're going to do charts with Winston. All right. 1973. Jeff and Homewood won Seinfeld, so that's coming up. And your calls are welcome. We have another 40 minutes of trivia left, and I have this new question, don't you know? And that was in 1970, under 3 million Americans owned one. Today, about 6.5 million Americans own one. One what? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Gets good. He's got fat feet. His dancing days are gone.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Nothing like an answer record to your own song. So who is that? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, there's your bumper stumper. Your question, of course, 1970, under 3 million Americans owned one. Today, 6.5 million Americans own one, at least. So what is it? All right, so there's your question. And we're going to do Seinfeld trivia right now with Jeff in Homewood. All right, Jeff.
Hello.
Yes. So, you ready for your Seinfeld question?
I'm ready.
What is George's ATM code?
It's KO.
Keep going. You know, you're in the right aisle, but wrong product.
Yeah. What is it? Drawing a blank.
Oh no, Bosco! It's Bosco.
Bosco.
Yeah. All right. Talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. All right. Close, but no. Yeah, I had the right idea, but yes, Bosco. All right. So let's see. Ralph has a bumper guess. All right, Ralph, what'd you hear, you know?
Yes, hello, can you hear me?
I do.
Yes, well, I got confused with somebody else here because I like Johnny Maestro, and I know he was born on the 7th of May, like the gentleman that called in.
Yes.
And so I was, he mentioned Ralph, and you mentioned Ralph, and that's not right. I never did, I never was mentioned in connection with Johnny Maestro.
Well, no, what he was saying was that you picked birthdays and you didn't decide to use him since he had a birthday, too. That's what that was about.
Okay, well, I misunderstood it.
That's what that was about. It was you left out Johnny Maestro when you were talking about all these other birthdays, but that's all right. We'll make it up. We'll be playing some.
I know.
All right.
Yeah, well, I know that, but I mean, I only had a six-pack. Maybe he could have put Johnny Maestro into it.
Absolutely, he did. All right, talk to you later. Thanks. All right, I say that because it's time for the news once again, and we're not going to blow it this half hour. But Jimmy P had a bumper guess, and I know he knows who it is. So right after the news, we'll find out right here on WGN Radio.
Early in the morning, before the crack of dawn, I'm sitting here thinking, oh, why was I born? I'm so brokenhearted, I just can't go on. Since you've been gone,
since you've been gone,
since you've been gone,
since you've been gone.
Now I was so happy with you by my side. You told me you loved me, but honey, you lied. Can I go on? Since you've been gone,
since you've been gone,
since you've been gone,
since you've been gone.
The night seems like a million years, waiting till the break of day appears. All night long weeping like a willow, tossing and turning on my tear-stained pillow. Guess I'm gonna drown in go walking by the railroad track. I'm just gonna let the choo-choo cross over my back. Life ain't worth living, can't go on since you've been gone,
since you've been gone.
Weeping like a willow, tossing and turning on my tear-stained pillow. Guess I'm gonna drown in my own tears. I'm gonna go walking by the railroad track. Gonna let the choo-choo-choo run over my back. Life ain't worth living, how can I go on?
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? And there's your bumper stumper. We've got one more after that. And they were all appearing somewhere this week, 61, 62, and 63. All right, so Jimmy P called back with a bumper guess. And no surprise there. He probably knows this last one as well. So, Jimmy P, what'd you hear you know?
Hey, Raleigh, first of all, I want to apologize to Ralph. I'm sorry he misunderstood what I was referring to. Nothing about his six-pack, but I, you know.
Yeah.
So I apologize if he misunderstood me.
All's good.
There?
Yeah, all's good.
All right, because I enjoy listening to his musical information. All right, was that Clank McFadden, the last one?
Yes, it was.
And was that the Midnighters?
Yes, Hank Ballard and, yes, indeed.
And was that the Olympics?
Yes.
And was that, I don't know if he's disguising his voice, but was that Fats Domino?
It was Fats Domino. Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking,
I know his style, but his key was elevated a couple. So these were all easy ones. I'm surprised nobody jumped in and grabbed them, you know.
Well, they were. So, I meant for them to be easy, and that's what I said at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah, some people complain that, you know, they're all too hard, so I made them easy. Didn't matter. Oh, well.
Oh, well, anyhow, thank you, Riley, and again, Ralph, I'm sorry. If you're a listener, I enjoy listening to your musical information. You and Riley go back and forth, so it sounds good.
All right. Well, good deal. Right, well, we'll add to your stash. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So more for Jimmy P there. He got most of the bumpers there. But Jan in Calumet City heard one she thinks she knew. And let's see what that is. All right, Jan, what'd you hear you know?
Yes, hello again. I did call earlier. I think that's Clyde McFadden.
Yep, McFadden. Yes, absolutely. Well, you recognize Clyde McFadden? Good enough for me. Hang on. We'll add to your stash. Don't go away. All right, so yes, indeed, former lead singer of the Drifters, of course, and others. But Jan recognized her Clyde McFadden. Yeah, very recognizable artist. Okay, we're going to do charts. We're going to do charts with Winston and with Mark, and then we're going to do 5x5 with Stacy. All right, so let's see, 1977, I guess it's Mark who won 77, so we'll start there. Mark, welcome back to WGN Radio.
You're right. Okay. You're right, and I've just reheated some coffee, and so I may be up. No, I won't be up the rest of the night because caffeine doesn't seem to do that to me.
Well, you know, here's the deal. You only need to be up about 5 minutes. Charts doesn't take that long.
That's true.
Yeah. All right.
And hopefully my mind is fully awake.
Oh, man. Well, good luck on that. Mine up and left me years ago. All right. Here we go. Number one.
Okay.
One. When I Need You.
Leo Sayer.
Absolutely right. Number two, Sir Duke.
Stevie Wonder.
Yep. Number three, Hotel California.
The Eagles.
Yeah. Number four, Southern Nights.
Lynn Campbell.
Number five, couldn't get it right.
The Climax Blues Band.
I'm afraid so. Number six, Right Time of the Night.
Ronstadt?
Nope. And what's really shame is this woman had some great things, but this wasn't it. But yes, Right Time of the Night.
Yeah, and I can hear the song in my head right now.
Yeah.
She
mostly wound up singing jingles.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you tell me, I'm going to kick myself.
Jennifer Warnes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, yeah.
Number seven, you'll get this, So Into You.
Oh, the Atlanta Rhythm Section.
Absolutely. Number eight, I'm Your Boogeyman.
Oh, KC and the Sunshine Band.
Number nine, Got to Give It Up, Part One.
I don't remember.
No, you do. Got to Give It Up. This was a huge, huge, huge hit for this guy.
Well, I wasn't listening to as much Top 40 in those days, so I'm...
All right.
Again, I'm going to kick myself.
Oh, you really are. Let me have you hear a little about it. As soon as you hear it, you'll get it.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Let's see if I can... Oh, yeah, here we go. Got to Give It Up. Yeah, you won't.
Yeah, and that wouldn't have worked with the other one because I just plain forgot the name of the
song. Well, right, exactly. That I know. But this you should get.
Yeah. Oh, Marvin Gaye.
Of course, Marvin Gaye. I knew you could do it. All right. And number 10.
Just didn't know the title.
Yeah, Got to Give It Up, Part 1. Number 10. I Want to Get Next to You.
Did you play it?
Yeah.
I Want to Get Next to You.
Yeah, absolutely. I always laugh when I hear this group. I'll tell you why after we play it. But really laugh.
This is a laugh out loud for you.
Well, yes, because of something having nothing to do with this particular song, but with this particular group, it is absolutely.
Okay.
And here you go.
Somebody
probably better start singing soon.
They will. All right, well, let me play their biggest hit then. And
okay.
I'd be stunned if you don't get it right away.
Okay. Yeah, I know this song.
Yeah.
Car Wash.
And it's by...
Oh, gosh, I know the name of this group. I know the name of this group. Rolls Royce.
Yes, absolutely, Rolls Royce. Okay, so while they were making the rounds while they were promoting I Want to Get Next to You, which I played from May of 1977.
Yeah.
And so there I was, a music director of a station in Durham, North Carolina. And
yeah.
The guy who was on after me, Don, I won't even mention his last name, he was going to interview the group. Well, this is wonderful, right? And so I'm minding my own business till the program director yells at me, "Get in there now!" I said, "What do you do?" He said,
"Oh."
He just said, "Why don't you guys just talk amongst yourselves?"
Oh.
Yeah, because there were a number of people in Rolls Royce. He didn't know what to say. So he literally, I listened to it back on the tape later. I said, yeah, he did say that. Yeah, I don't know. Why don't you guys just talk amongst yourselves? I thought, that is not an interview. But yeah, so every time I hear Rolls Royce, I think, they're still talking amongst themselves, I'm sure. So, yeah. But anyway, you got your 10, or enough of them anyway, so 9, actually.
Radio is full of adventures, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it beats working. All right, well, hang on. don't go away.
Okay.
All right, so, I wouldn't do it if it was like work. All right, so let's put Mark on hold. We can do that. All right, and I'll go directly to Winston. Winston is where? I don't know because I can't see that far. Winston, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thanks. I'm in Ingleside. How are you doing, Raleigh?
Okay, Ingleside. Good. Good to have you. Yeah, on this monitor is a little too small for me, so even bending over, I'm like, I have no idea. All right, so good. Good, good, good. Ingleside it is. You're representing all of Ingleside here, and we're doing 1975?
73.
73? Okay. What?
Yeah, any before I do that, can I take a guess at the 1970s question?
Yes, what do you think?
I have a few guesses. Is there ham radio?
Nope. What's next?
Waterbed.
What's next?
Hula hoop.
Next.
Etch-a-sketch.
Next.
That's it.
Okay. So now, are we doing this week in 1973 or another week?
Yeah, this week is fine.
All right. This week it is. Here we go. Number one, tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree.
Tony Orlando and Dawn.
Yes. Number two, you are the sunshine of my life.
Stevie Wonder.
Yes. Number three, oh man, Little Willie.
Sweet or the sweet?
Yeah, absolutely the sweet, yeah. Would you play Little Willie? Man, I'll tell you what. Number five, Drift Away.
Dobie Gray.
Yes. Number six, Stuck in the Middle with You.
Steeler's Wheel.
Absolutely. Number seven, Frankenstein.
Edgar Wintergroup.
Right. Number eight, The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia.
Vicki Lawrence.
Yeah. Number nine, Daniel.
Elton John.
And number 10, The 12th of Never.
Oh, that's Johnny Mathis.
Well, it would be, but not in 1973, so think again.
Oh, how about Johnny Osmond?
Yes, I'm afraid so. All right, let's see how far you get. All right, Reeling in the Years is number 11.
That's Steely Dan.
Yep, number 12 is Wildflower.
That is Skylark.
Yep, 13, My Love. Ugh.
That is Paul McCartney and Wings.
Yep, right. So number 14, Pillow Talk.
Sylvia.
Yes, number 15, Daisy A Day.
Hello, Sounds like something country.
It is. It is. And it's if you can name another record by this guy, you're doing better than me.
You said it's Daisy a Day?
Yes, I'll give you a Daisy a Day. Yeah, it's one of those, tearjerker records. I'll play it for you. I think it's here.
It's not Jim Stafford, right?
No. I mean, it's you can't name another record by this guy, I don't think.
Oh, gotcha.
If you could, and doesn't even seem to be in here. That's interesting.
I'll say Ed Clark.
Oh, that's nice. Judd Strunk.
Okay.
Yes, Daisy a Day. Yeah, it's one of those, tearjerker, dies in the end. But that's all right. You got through 14 with no trouble. Real good deal. It gets really bad after that because the Carpenters are number 16. So very good.
Oh, well, I only missed two. Can we go till I miss a third?
Oh, if you want. I mean, you've already won.
Yeah.
Okay, then we won't give you Sing by the Carpenters because I just said that. So you'll get this next one. Number 17, Hocus Pocus.
Focus.
Mm-hmm. Number 18, Out of the Question.
Question.
British. On Ma'am.
British. Out of the Question.
Male vocal.
Male vocal, British. Out of the Question. Cliff Richards?
No. This is a guy who actually had one huge, huge hit, and it usually turns up on the World's Worst Hit Records, and I don't know why. I always thought that it was a nice song, but no. Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Oh, yeah, yes. He did have that big hit.
Yes,
Alone Again Naturally.
Exactly, and people hate it.
Song was covered a lot by a lot of people.
Oh,
too.
No kidding! Yeah, and Paul McCartney said, several people did, but including Paul McCartney, that if he could really write songs, he would have written "Alone Again" naturally. Yeah, they loved it.
Yeah,
writers loved it. Okay, so now, number 19. Well, actually, I think there was three, but number 19. Let's see if you do it. Funky Worm.
Say it again.
Funky Worm.
I'm gonna go with the Parliaments.
No. Ohio Players.
Oh, I was in that vein.
Yes, absolutely. Do you remember it?
Not so much. I remember how Ohio Players had a number of hits.
Oh, yeah. But Funky Worm was just great. It really was.
She's here, Mr. Johnson.
Okay, thank you very much. Granny, they're expecting you. You're a little late, so come right this way. Start right in, okay?
What? Say it now.
Yes.
Say it now. Yeah. Me and the Ohio Players gonna tell you about a worm. He's the funkiest worm in the world.
That is funny.
Okay, sing it, fellas.
Yeah, so there
that's
you have
good.
It. Yeah, it's a fine song. So, all right, well, you're a winner. Of course, prizes are worthless, but eventually you get a certificate that's fun and something else you don't want. So hang on, don't go away. All right.
Thanks, Riley.
Good deal. Thanks for playing. All right. So Winston did well. We put him on hold, and we'll get to, Francis and DeKalb. Stacey and Algonquin wants her 5x5, and that's coming up next right here on WGN Radio.
We play the game. Of stay away, but it cost more than I can pay. Without you, I can't make my way. I surrender, dear. Now I may seem proud. But it's just a pole.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? All right, that's your final bumper stumper. I'll reveal it in a moment. But we have precious little time left, and I'm spending it with Stacy, assuming she's still there. So, Stacy, welcome back to WGN Radio. You with me?
Hi, Raleigh.
How are you?
Oh, good, good.
Okay, 5x5?
Yes.
All right. Who was the first American in space?
Oh. I hope this is Buzz Aldrin.
Alan Shepard.
Oh, Alan Shepard.
Yeah, you knew that. All right. What brand of jeans did Brooke Shields advertise?
Brooke Shields. I'm just going to say Levi's. I didn't watch that.
Calvin Klein.
Oh, Calvin Klein.
Talk to you next week.
Okay.
Okay,
thanks.
Appreciate it. All right. So there you have it. And again, we thank Lisa big time for the questions. It makes the show so much easier to do when somebody's doing show prep, because that somebody is almost never me. All right. So Francis in DeKalb. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yes, hello.
So you're going to guess on our trivia question?
I only got one thing.
Okay.
Is it a cell phone?
It is not. My God, in 1970, under 3 million people had a cell phone? Not a chance. Okay, but thanks
well,
for trying.
A couple people had those old bricks.
Oh, yeah, but not 3 million.
Well, this is true. Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks for trying. Okay, bye.
Yep,
all right.
Good night.
And it's going to hang around next week, you know. So, yes, in 1970, under 3 million Americans owned one. Today, about 6.5 million Americans own one. Yeah, I think a lot more than that own cell phones as far as that goes today. But no, it's interesting when we think about it. We think that this has been around forever, like the web and all that, and really just a scant few decades at most. So there you have it. All right, again, let me mention that there is a new moon at the end of the week. But all right, let's see what I can tell you about the bumpers in the moments here. What they all have in common? They all were on stage at the Kiel in St. Louis. In 1961, Sam Cooke headlined at the Kiel in St. Louis with Hank Ballard, Clyde McFadder, Aretha Franklin, and the Olympics. That last bumper, by the way, was Aretha Franklin. In 1962, the biggest show of stars for 62, Brooke Benton and Fats Domino headline at the Kiel, starring Gene Chandler, Bruce Chanel, Don and Juan, The Impressions. 1963, Sam Cooke, once again, and St. Louis at the Kiel headlining, and that was with Jerry Butler, The Crystals, The Drifters, Esther Phillips, and Johnny Thunder. All of the answers will be online, except for the straggler question, which, of course, will be left for next week. All right, tomorrow, full show 21 hours from now. Until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. Above all, I thank you for calling. Really couldn't do trivia without you. Talk to you tomorrow night. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.
Storm Death Decoded, plus Gassed Up Grandma and Gatorade. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News. Real news, real stories, real fun. Cold case cracks, campus crime comeback. A college co-ed found fatally stabbed in her Texas dorm decades ago. Case cold, clues scarce, a killer concealed now jolts back to life. Investigators lean on new forensics, revived witness whispers, and modern method sleuthing to spotlight a suspect long lost to time. A woman's silenced story now surges toward long-delayed justice. Time tried to tuck it away, but truth just turned up the heat. Brawl in the family. It's the little old lady, a sassy screamer who compelled cops near Cleveland to be dispatched to a doozy of a domestic. Granny was wasted, reportedly, and yelling at the rest of the family. Grandpa slapped Grandma in the kisser. Then the daughter put Granny in a chokehold, cops claim, who cuffed them, but no charges against Grandmommy Beerus. Ornery people, one big scrappy family. Road spill, prowlers of the Everglades. A couple of creepy clowns got collared crossing Central Florida with a dead alligator strapped to the roof of their ride, cops say, who report the gator freighters wanted to get their stiff specimen stuffed. Now these characters are up to their crass in crocodiles. Their alleged attempt to snatch taxidermy from the jaws of deceit, leaving them facing charges of illegal gator possession. No word yet on possible penalties, but might the reported reptile rustlers soon be stuck in the slammer in alligator Alcatraz? And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.